Am I happy that like I left?
Yeah.
Or do you think it was a good decision?
I think it was a good decision.
It was right for you.
It was really right for me. I thought it was wrong originally because I wasn't doing shit like after that happened. Like everybody like pretty much like isolated me. Pretty much after I left. Just because like some drama went down and words were said and I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And so like once that happened, I pretty much got cut off from like everyone.
What is going on, GoFam LA? Welcome back to the GoFam LA podcast. You've just seen the episode with our girl Gigi Giada, and we are here with our next special guest, another amazing human who we love. Her name is
Gabby.
Gabby Palooza. Yeah. Gabby, yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You feel good?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
First question I have for you, this is something that I've been meaning to ask you, but this is low-key a podcast and a conversation where we get to know each other better. So, when you live in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
Where's that?
San Francisco area.
San Francisco? Yeah. Okay. Do you drive out here or do you fly?
Depending. When I come by myself, I fly. When I come like with my mom, we drive.
Did you guys drive here?
Yeah.
How long is that drive?
It's like for here to here, it's 5.5 hours. To LA, it's 4 hours.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad at all.
That sucks though. 5 hours.
That's like mammoth though.
Yeah.
But like that sucks. Like still like 5 hours. I guess it's in a car so you can stop. I've never really been in a drive that long.
I'm assuming the flight is probably like what, 30 minutes?
The flight's like 30 minutes. It's easy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long have you been out here for?
Like this trip? This trip I got here on Thursday, I think.
When are you going back to?
I think tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Driving, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night, I think.
Oh. Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not leaving like in the morning?
No.
Why?
Don't want to lose a day to travel.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, it depends. Like, whenever I want to go, we'll go. Like, if I have something to do tomorrow, I'll go at night. But I think we're planning to go, like, later.
Okay.
So we've got lots of questions for you, Mrs. Gabby. Cole has some questions. Mm-hmm. We've got some good ones. This is gonna be an interesting episode.
I'm nervous.
This is the last on the list, but it's the one that shocks me the most.
What?
Industry guys only want to fuck.
Industry guys do only want to fuck. This is a very true statement.
I think it's like all guys, like mostly.
I wouldn't just categorize it with the industry guys. I would say all generation of guys now.
No. Nah.
Yeah. I would say a lot of guys are just like that.
I would say like certain situations, but I feel like...
Has it happened to you, I'm assuming? People have tried it with you?
Oh, 100%.
Who?
I can't say names. Like, say names.
Social security numbers and everything? No?
I'm not saying names. But yeah, it's
happened. Give us fake names and tell us a story?
Okay.
Like, say, like, Bradley Martin. Or, like, Steve. Or, like,
okay, we'll go.
Like, Steve.
Tom.
We'll do it. Oh.
So, Tom was the first guy.
Segura.
And he has been in the industry a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first met him, I was 14. And he was 17. And he really wanted to just fuck. Like, that was his entire plan, like, everything. And we snapped a couple times, you know, and, like, whatever. And then he turned 18, right? So I stopped talking to him because I'm 14 at the time. And I'm, like, I'm not a new 14.
How old are you now, 16?
I'm 16. So I wasn't a new 14, but I wasn't turning 15 anytime soon, you know? So I talked to him for a while, and then when he turned 18, I ghosted him because, like, you know, I'm trying to be respectful. I'm not anyone's jailbait, you know? So, that happened, and he, like, after that, he got hella mad at me, and, like, now, like, when I see him, like, I've seen him recently and, like, all that shit, he fucking hates me.
Like, why? Because you wouldn't let him?
Yeah.
Damn.
And, like, other girls in the industry have had the same experiences with this guy.
With him?
Yeah, the same guy. He's got a reputation.
I got to hear more about this story off camera. but, I mean, how has the industry been like for you? Like, how long have you been in this industry? Like,
the social media industry, I'm going on 2 years.
Two years?
Yeah.
What have you been doing? For these 2 years.
So for these 2 years, I was in another content group. Obviously, we left that, but...
Can you talk about it or no?
I mean, I can, but it's going to be vague.
Wait, what group was it?
I can't say that.
You can't say the group?
You can't say what group it was?
It's a content group?
I can't.
But so it was a group that you're in and you're clearly not in anymore. Mm-hmm. And you can't say which one you're not in anymore?
I'm not going to be giving free publicity today.
Publicity? Oh.
Wait, is it someone we know?
Yeah.
That, obviously, that's not a thing anymore. Definitely. With you?
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, I'm Why glad. Not?
I am, my thing is I like to be very authentic about who I am and mm-hmm. what I do and the things that I stand for. And when I entered it, obviously I was 14, so I was younger, you know?
Yeah.
But as like I've gotten older, I found that like I can't play a 5-year-old at 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
That makes sense. I feel like it was a younger demographic anyways.
Definitely a lot younger, and definitely some things happened that were just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about them.
I have my opinions.
Yeah. Are you happy? You're like...
If we get deeper into this conversation, I might become relentless.
Am I happy that like I left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you think it was a good decision?
I think it was a good decision.
It was right for you.
It was... really right for me. I thought it was wrong originally because I wasn't doing shit like after that happened. Like everybody like pretty much like isolated me.
Ghosted
after
you.
Like yeah, pretty much after I left. Just because like some drama went down and words were said and I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And so like once that happened, I pretty much got cut off from like everyone. Like mm-hmm. my friends like didn't talk to me, like nobody. So I was really upset, right? And so I thought it was like I was like, what the fuck? Like, I literally spent, like, 2 years with these guys, like, and nobody has my back. Like, nobody had it. And then turns out, like, nobody knew the full story of what happened. So, like, that's why nobody had my back. And then, like, now I've, like, obviously, like, I've told my side of the story to, like, my friends. And they are mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, 100%. Like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
So how long have you been disassociated with them?
At least 6 months.
Really? It's been that long? Mm-hmm. Well, Goat Fam is glad to have you over here. Yeah. It says over here near death experiences.
I've had a couple.
Let's talk about.
Are you comfortable talking about
them? Yeah, I'm completely comfortable talking about them.
I've had a near death experience too, which was like super rad. It was in my old house in
Yellow. Super rad.
It was super bad.
Oh, I thought you said rad. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so I've had a couple. So I have an incurable illness. I was diagnosed when I was 8 years old. And ever since then, it's
what,
been like...
If you don't mind me asking, obviously. What
it's
is
an
it
autoimmune disease. It's called IBD.
And I know a few friends that have
that. So basically part of my stomach is paralyzed. And my immune system is like shit. Like I have zero
immune system. Like your immune system is attacking itself?
Yes, it's attacking itself. Basically, my body cannot differentiate between good cells and bad cells, so it attacks everything.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my body's like killing itself slowly.
Oh.
So because of that, I've had a couple near-death experiences, and like some have been recent and some haven't. But yeah, it's been like happening since I was 8. My most recent one was in April. I got really sick, super sick, and I lost the ability to walk. Like I thought I was going to be paralyzed. It was the most terrifying experience of my life.
That's scary.
Like it was so like just like waking up and realizing like you cannot walk is so scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you
like still feel your legs though?
No.
Like, did it, did it feel like you still had legs but like you couldn't move them?
No. Really? I could see them and I would be like walk and they wouldn't. Like, I could not stand up. I could
that
not,
must be
like...
be so trippy.
It was terrifying. It was so trippy. And it was, like, for a week, like, I completely lost the ability to walk. And I was crying because I deadass thought I was going to die. I was like, if I, like, lose the ability to walk, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And were all these experiences from a sickness?
Yeah. I got... because of my immune system is shit, I just got, like... like any little flu, like that shit will set me back. Like mm-hmm. so, like any little thing that I catch.
Yeah, I know. I know people with an autoimmune disease. Like It's like it's bad if they get sick.
Yeah, it's really bad. Because
the immune system is already like.
Yeah, and then on top of that, like the medication we take is chemo. So that even like suppresses the immune system that you don't even have, you know?
Yeah. What does that do?
So basically basically because my body's fighting itself, the chemo basically stops it from fighting itself, right? But because of that, it like also like takes out your immune system. So when you already don't have an immune system and you put that on top of it, it's like, it fucks you up.
Really?
Yeah.
And how long have you been like experiencing like the super major like symptoms?
Symptoms? Well, I was sick when I was six. So that's like when I started getting tested and they misdiagnosed me so much stuff. When I was eight, I finally got diagnosed and that was like a turning point. And then I've been on chemo ever since then.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's
wild.
That's interesting. I was still gonna talk to her about this.
Keep going.
Because this is like the stuff that like genuinely intrigues me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has it been like mellow recently, or like is it still like, do you like go through ups and downs, or is it like majority of the time like you can live a normal life without being like too over, like, you know, over.
Like over attacked,
protective over your immune system or your body.
So yes and no. Most kids are able to go into remission within the first year of being diagnosed. Unfortunately, I happen to be allergic to most of the medications to treat my disease. So because of that, I've been on chemotherapy since I was eight, but I've been on different forms of it because my body will like, it'll be good for like, I'll be good for like 6 months and then my body will completely reject it and it just won't do anything anymore. So that's like kind of the situation that I'm in right now. Like a year, like the longest I've ever been on a medication was a year, and that this medication's not working anymore. So I got to find something new. But there's only like five medications and I've been through all of them. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You can ask your question now.
Oh, never mind. That's fine.
You don't have a question anymore?
Like I have one, but like I just, it feels so weird changing topics like that.
That's good.
Well, I'll transition into a more social topic, which is kind of about the industry. We're gonna dive back into that.
Yeah.
Pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
Dating industry, guys.
Okay.
What was funny?
It's just fun, like industry guys. It's just funny.
Industry guys are a different breed.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they really that different?
Oh, one.
Look at them.
They're so different.
Bro, I glanced over at Tyler like with mid-conversation. I was like.
What are the pros and cons?
Pros? Okay, so there are some pros. I'm not going to lie. Like, they understand like where you're coming from. Like, when you're working, like, they understand that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, sometimes you're on videos with, like, people and, like, you're shipped or, like, this and that. They usually get it, you know? They get the...
That is definitely a pro. They understand how that system works and how it's not as deep as it seems.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Some things are...
I can appreciate that about them.
I can appreciate that, about too, 100%.
Industry guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Or no, whoa.
This just in.
No. About like industry, like relationships.
Yeah.
So they you wouldn't know. You're not up there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not. Mm-hmm.
The jealousy within that is a lot like less, I think.
Yeah.
But I think they also have really big egos and everybody's constantly inflating them. So they just think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. That. What do you think?
Gavin's exactly like that.
I know. I am a lover boy. When I love very hard and I get attached. Mm. I'm just a player when I'm single. When I find myself falling, I'm very nice. I'm not like a play games so you're more attached to me. I'm like, I'm very open about how I feel. Doing something wrong or I'm doing something wrong or I feel a certain way, I don't hold back on that. You know what I mean? I'm very straightforward. Like, I feel this way, I'm going to tell you, yo, I feel this way. This is how I feel about you. And this is how
I
would like things to be. Yeah, I'm very...
That's true. I've seen his messages.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. Yeah.
Like, what is that supposed to
be? Remember when you always show me?
What messages?
Between you and... someone.
I don't even care if you name drop between
him. Oh, Lucian.
What messages, though?
You'd always, like, ask me about it and stuff.
Oh, like her messages?
Like, and, like, your, and then, like, I would always see your replies and be like, I said this and this and this. And I'm like, that's true. He's very open about how he feels. Like, it isn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Like, when it comes to, like, relationships or going in a relationship, like, are you open about your feelings? Like, are you big on communication?
I'm huge on communication. So that's, like, my thing.
Have you been in a relationship?
Yes. So.
Okay, because we asked Gigi about that. She's never been in a relationship.
Yeah, some people haven't, you know. I feel like.
I mean, I know people who have never been in a relationship ever. Like, I mean, it's normal. It's a normal thing. It's
completely normal. Sometimes, like, people operate differently, you know. But I will say, like, when I'm single, I'm single. And when I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship.
What do you mean by, like, when you're single, you're single? Like, what do you mean by
that? You don't, like, test the waters with guys? Like,
oh, I do. I talk to people, like, 100%.
I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, I'm trying to, like, allude to you don't, like, hook up with guys. I'm trying not to be so direct, but I guess.
Oh, it's just funny. She's like, oh, I do.
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel them out, you know?
My headphone keeps staticking. Keep talking, though. I'm listening.
All right. So, like, I talk to people, you know, and I get to know people, and I go out with people. But, like, also, I'm very much, like, I'm not, like, when I'm single, I'm not really a labels person. Like, if we're not dating, we're not exclusive.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, if we're not dating,
like,
we're
not. Like, if you, no one's asked me, I'm like, we're not, like, there's no exclusivity.
Yeah, if I'm not your, if I'm not, like, if I
if I'm not your boo thing.
If I haven't agreed to be your girlfriend, I'm single.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, get that, like, do you ever just, like, become exclusive to somebody? Like, but you're not, like, you're not promising anything, but, like, you just end up being
like, yeah, I sometimes, like, I've gotten attached to people, and I'm like, I want to be, like, monogamous with this person.
It's not even like that. It's just, like, you don't have interest in other people, really.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But also, like, sometimes it's, like, you're just feeling out the waters, and you're feeling out the waters with multiple people, you know?
Yeah. Do you find...
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's just because you're still in love with your ex, but I don't blame you. We've all been there. I am too. It's okay. According to TikTok comments. Whoa, let me stop talking about my exes. What would you say your type is?
I honestly, my type
I like is... really tall, shredded boys.
Nah.
Quite the opposite. Literally what you said when we were like filming those videos. You were like, look at this dude, he's 6'7".
No, okay, so here's the thing. I don't really have like a physical type. I've been with guys shorter than me. I've been with guys the same height
as me. How tall
are
you?
I'm 5'8".
Eight.
Oh.
Yeah. I've also been with guys that are really tall. And so like, I don't really have like a physical type. So like, it's all like, honestly, it's all like attitude. Like I'm really big on like, mm-hmm. like if I find you attractive, I find you attractive, but that you don't have to have
certain traits. So would you date someone, a guy who's 4'11"?
4'11?
If they were like,
small,
if they, but if, but if they marked
I don't even know
all
how
of
I
your like yeses.
Probably.
What?
Like, in all honesty, if they marked, like, all the boxes and they were, like, what I, like, perfect, they'd have to be perfect, to be honest, because, like...
Really?
Yeah.
Be perfect?
They'd like, have to be,
define
like...
Define perfect.
So, I'm...
Define your perfect.
My perfect? So, I'm not a very physical person. I don't like being touched at all.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm like,
your love language is not physical touch?
No, it's not at all. I think it's... Actually, I feel like it
that,
is.
That blows think, my mind because mine is 100,000% physical touch. Because I need somebody. I need somebody to like physically show me that same. I'm exclusively theirs. Like,
yeah.
And I'm special to only them.
I get that.
So
and
like you
I
don't
think
you don't mess with cuddles.
Okay, here's my thing. Like here's my like opinion. That.
I know. Well, here's the thing. Dude. I've talked to lots of girls. Who hate cuddling. Like, literally.
That's wild.
I talked to
bro.
This one girl. We'll call, you know her. We'll call her.
Say something that rhymes with her name.
So we'll call her. Trisha. I don't know. We'll call her Monica. Okay. But I was talking to this girl, and she was like, I just hate, like, when they're super touchy. Like, I don't like cuddling for too long. Like, it just gets boring and, like, annoying. Like, I don't know. It's just not my thing. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Cause like, I'm so big on affection and like cuddling with you and watching movies for hours on end and like spending like as much time as I can.
So where did you get that from?
What?
The thing you're playing with.
Oh, my headphones.
So like for me, it's like, I think my love language is physical touch. I just have, like, honestly, I have.
How are you going to say you're not a touchy person and be like, my love language is physical touch?
No, I, like, what 100% do you mean by that? I don't like being touched. My love language like is physical touch. just because I have trauma with touch. Like, I've dealt with some things, and it's just, like, sometimes
Can you speak on that or no?
I mean, I can, but it's also, like, a little bit dark.
Do you want to? It's fine if you don't want to.
It doesn't matter. I'm open about it.
Well, finish what you were you can finish what you were saying, and then we can dive into
that. So, like, basically, like, I have trauma with touch, so, like, that kind of stuff is just, like, I need touch in order to feel wanted and needed, but I also...
But that's not...
what about, like, hugs and, like, stuff like
that? I'm not a big hugger. I don't hug people. I don't like hugs. I give hand hugs.
What?
What does that mean?
I just hold...
A hand hug's like this. Put your hand up.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I like to cuddle, but I like to cuddle the other person. Don't touch me. I will touch you. Like, that's how.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like a mommy.
You assert your dominance.
No.
So you're like mommy.
Are you laughing over there, Brian?
So you're like mommy vibes.
No, maybe, I don't know. I like to.
So you want to cuddle the man? Like, you don't want to be cuddled?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather, like, give...
Gotta assert your dominance.
I don't know. Not like that, but, like, kind of.
I can understand that.
Or, like, a hug. Like, you know, like, the koala. Like,
So, like, let's say you have a boyfriend, you haven't seen him in 4 months, and you go to pick him up from the airport. You're not gonna run and jump in his arms to give him a hug and be like, oh my god, I missed you!
Rub his hand. No, I probably would 100%, but I also don't like when other people, like, I don't know, like, I'm not a very touchy person.
Like me, hold on.
You get that from me, like, that means, like, you're special.
Like, oh, okay, so yeah. So you're saying you don't have a problem with it, but, like,
I don't.
But you, they have to be very, very special.
Yeah,
to
if
you.
You're getting physical affection from me, you have to be really special for me.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, one thing about me, I'm very PDA. Mm-hmm. When I'm in public and I'm with a girl, I want them to know that's my girl. You don't have a chance. Oh, if other dude is looking at her, hold her hand, like, your mind, like, back the fuck up. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? What is your opinion on that? I feel like you're anti-PDA.
I don't like PDA. But it's also, here's the thing. Here's the reason why. I've been asked this question a lot. PDA is not really my thing, but it's also because I've never experienced any form of romantic jealousy, if that makes sense. Like, you know, like, when your girl goes out with, like, a dude, right? And she's like, I'm going to go get, like, pizza with my friend, you know?
No, I don't know that.
Or, like,
I know what you're talking
about. Like, for me, the pizza could be, like, anything. Like, the pizza could be, like,
I would never
making out. The pizza could be, like, hooking up. Like,
oh, like, when they're like, I'm
because
gonna
every
hang out with this
every
person.
Guy friend has an intention.
Well, no, not like that. It's just like,
so, like, if you had a boyfriend, he's like, I'm gonna go hang out with this girl.
Yeah, I'd be
and
like,
you'd be like,
okay.
You'd say okay. You'd be
yeah,
like, okay.
I don't, that stuff doesn't matter to me, because if we've built trust and if we have, like, if we're in an honest relationship, that will not bother me whatsoever.
Yeah, but, like, what
okay,
if the girl was
of,
like all over your man? Like,
all
what,
over?
What, think about, think about
like,
it like
what
this.
If he was like back up and, like, she was just like, wouldn't stop.
Then I would have, I wouldn't have a problem with him. I'd have a problem with her. And she, but we have a conversation about that.
I think.
But that wouldn't be jealousy. It would be,
yeah.
It's not jealousy for me. It's just, it's out of respect.
It's territorial.
Yeah. But, like, also, like, I've never experienced, like, any form of, like, romantic jealousy. Like, when a girl's, like, all up on my guy, I'm like, bro, what's she doing? But I'm not like, what the fuck? Like, all this shit. Like, I'm not like that. Because it just, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I feel like, for me, it's like, I'm a super overprotective man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll use an analogy by one of the greats. If I take one of my 27 supercars and I go to the club and I park my Lamborghini outside and I know it's locked, I know anybody can't get in it, but there's still a bunch of dudes or a bunch of people taking pictures and trying to break in and I know they can't take it, I'm not going to let them. I'm not going to just sit there and let them do that to my car. I'm going to tell them to back up, and it's not because I'm jealous or anything like that. It's because I'm territorial of the things that I appreciate and the things that I love and care about.
I can understand that, but
you know
I'm
what I
not
mean?
Like a girl that's like my man. Like, I'm not like one. Like, I don't, any relationship that I've been
so
in.
So you don't
I,
care about your man?
No, I do. I do care. It's just
so like
when like I need like, a girl to be obsessed with me, bro.
Yeah, I'm not that person.
No, so like
even
so
if
like
even if you, even like if they don't like super show it, like I still gotta know, like even yeah. when it's just me and you, like
behind closed doors. Behind closed doors, I'm 100% a very affectionate person, and I will tell like people like, and I will. I'm hard for the people I love. Like I
you're
love
like
them.
You're like cuddling with your boyfriend. You're like 3 feet apart, and you're just like.
No, I am like I.
I love you, babe.
I love you. How like you like? Very... Are you enjoying the movie?
No, I like. I am a very affectionate person, but it's also like I'm not like that in public, and I'm also like I don't. The guys that I'm with, I don't post them. Like I don't. I've asked people to pull posts down. Like I
really.
Just, yeah.
You don't want to be seen with these guys.
I love in private, you know.
So like,
I agree with the living in private statement. But like, hold on. But if I'm with, and I'm in a relationship, and I am very thorough and proud of what I've been able to obtain with my looks and my personality and the love that I have with another significant other, I'm going to post that and let people know. This is mine. Like, guys, look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel people just have, like, different perspectives. Like,
so you don't like being, like, shown off?
Nah.
Why?
Not at all.
Are you a skater girl?
What do you mean?
Are you like a tomboy?
I guess, in some ways, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you don't think, really? Like, so if you, like, got married and like you wouldn't be like, no, don't post our wedding photos. Like I don't.
No, want I will. Those. I always say like, well,
no, don't post our wedding photos.
That's another thing. I don't really agree with like marriage and shit.
Okay, so really, if you were,
I agree with monogamous life partners, like one life partner, but I don't think I'll.
If
ever
you okay, so if you're in a monogamous,
you don't think you'll ever get married?
Nah.
If you were in
are
a monogamous,
are your parents married?
Okay, my can parents I talk,
Gavin?
Together.
Gavin, can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were in a monogamous,
so like,
oh my god, if you were in a monogamistic relationship for like
monogamistic,
it's monogamous.
No, okay, whatever. Who cares? All right. So you're in a monogamous relationship. You're in an imaginagenous relationship, and for like 5-6 years, all right, and like you go to like Disneyland, you take a picture with your boyfriend, you wouldn't want him to post that. You'd be like, no, don't post that. Like, that's like, not gonna lie, that's some sus like
no,
activity.
It's not like
it's
that.
Not sus. Like, that's just how people.
Like,
are,
if he had like, a private account with like 200 followers.
Oh, 100%. But if he's got a public account, and we, here's the thing, I like, if we got like, I.
So if he had a public account with 200 followers.
Show me off to a private Snap story. Don't show me off to.
But why? Why not a private?
Why? What's the difference?
Okay, what's the difference? What's the opposing difference between a private Snapchat story? Which is still people that you don't know looking at it.
But it's
versus
people that he trusts. Like, when you got a public account, like, I don't know how many people follow me. I don't know everyone that follows me, right?
Like, no, but, like, why does it matter if, like, somebody you don't know sees you
and your
boyfriend?
It's odd.
Like,
it's,
why does that affect? Like, that's like, so weird.
Tell me if you agree with this take. It's interesting the way the things you're saying right now and the way you like, you know, your life to be ordered.
Yeah.
It's weird that you would do social media with, like, that kind of attitude.
So,
that is weird.
What is that like? What is that like?
She's in it for the money.
No.
Is social media just something like different for you? Is it just like more of a personal thing? Like it's a you thing, something that you just enjoy?
It's something that I enjoy. And like, I obviously like, I love social media and I'm very honest. Like if somebody asks me, it's like on my story, like I get questions like, oh, are you in a relationship? I'll be like, yeah, I'm in a relationship. You don't need to know who I'm in a relationship with.
But like,
because I feel like those girls that
if
like
you
scream,
dating,
my man,
if you
my
dating,
man too loud.
If you're dating a supermodel man and they're like, who are you in a relationship with? You're not going to like be like, oh, my man is sexy. Like this.
No,
is
I can be like,
is.
He's hot as fuck, but he's hot as fuck to me. He might not like. You
so
don't
you don't
want to
show him off to anybody?
No.
Okay, so like. So if your boyfriend was like, bro, you messed up my mic like bad.
Did I really?
Can I get somebody on crew?
Can we have somebody on set?
No, it's on. That's. Oh, wait, no. Wait.
Yeah, mine's falling, too.
Mine's chilling.
You're satisfied with the way your mic is?
I mean, yeah.
I fixed mine. It's fine. I fixed mine.
Wait, hold on. I fixed mine.
Like, imagine you're dating a YouTuber. Okay.
You guys saw that.
Like, for, like, 6 years, all right? You wouldn't be... Like,
you wouldn't do, like, family vlog content?
So, like, if he put you in your video, you'd be like, take that down?
No, he can put me in his video.
What if he was like, hey, guys, I'm here with my girlfriend.
My beautiful wife. We're about to go to dinner.
What if he's like, four kids? Like, You guys are deep in a relationship. And you guys take like a family photo and you're like, no, don't post that. I don't want to be seen with you.
All right,
like,
guys. All right, guys. So that is going to be it for this episode. I hope you guys did enjoy. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Turn on the post notifications so you don't miss a video when we upload. We're going to be transferring
to audio
only.
Spotify.
The link is in the description. We'll see you guys there. All right, where do we leave off?
All right, so wait, so you have a family, kids. Like, okay, you've been with this dude for like 12 years, monogamous.
Okay.
All right? Okay. And he's a YouTuber, all right? He's like puts his family in the channel. Like, you're going to be like, don't put me in your channel. Don't put me in your YouTube videos.
I just like...
Dude, there's no way you're going to say yes.
100%. Like...
You would care.
I would never want to be a family vlogger.
Okay,
like problems with that, but like I just like I personally like I don't think I could put like every aspect of my life.
It's not like
really
okay. Let's say it's not like that. Let's just say he makes like reviews stuff or like he's like a review channel. It's just him or like something like
got
that.
An unboxing channel.
Yeah, like an unboxing. He's super rich. I don't know.
With an unboxing channel.
Yeah, he's like Tex Rex or something.
He's like
that. Yeah.
I used to watch him.
And so like you're in one of his videos, you'd be like, take that down.
I wouldn't be like
okay. Or like, okay, you guys are all like together. You guys take a family photo. And he wants to post it on his Instagram. Like you're gonna say no, don't post it on Instagram.
I don't think I would. I think for the first year, like the first year, year and a half of a relationship, I'm not posting you. Please don't post me. Like, it's just like
okay, after like 2 years.
After like 2 years, I can see it, but I don't want my content to be solely around like, oh, I'm dating so and so, or I'm married to so and so, or me and so and so have kids. You know, like that will never because.
Let's say you stopped making content. You just had like a normal ass Instagram account, like. And like he did too, and like he was like I don't know some business owner mm-hmm. and something like you would care if he posted like if you guys like went on like a hiking trip or like a trip to like Maui or something and
we
he
were
took
together
photos
for like more than 2 years
like yeah. like it's like a 12 year relationship you guys have kids together
yeah that's fine
if he posts yeah. you but yeah. only if it's like after 2 years
yeah
that's crazy for like after like 4 months I would like
nah. dude after three a
after
month
like 3 days his
Gavin's
kids posting
like 3 hours girlfriend.
Oh, I met you today? All right. No. This guy's my new wife. I'm marrying her tomorrow.
I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah. No, but like...
We all have to... Like,
really?
Like,
it'd take you a year and a half to like post somebody?
100%.
So you said you don't see yourself ever getting like married?
No.
And why is that?
So I have like... my parents were never married.
Really?
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, you just don't
believe
in marriage.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, here's how I feel.
I think marriage
like,
is stupid, too.
I believe in marriage, but at the same time.
You don't need to have, like, a
you don't,
marriage
like,
ceremony to be.
I hate the legal aspect of it.
Yeah. So for me, it's like just the whole idea. Like, I don't. My dad's not in my life. I got nobody to walk me down the aisle. Like, that. The whole white dress thing, the whole. Walk into the dude, the whole like, this is man and wife. Like, nah, we're equal. Like, we're partners. Like, that's why I don't like the term like boyfriend or like girlfriend. I like the term like partner or like, this is like my person.
Okay. Is that not the same as boyfriend and girlfriend?
I feel like I just like the term like we're equal people. Like, we're mm-hmm. like, you're putting as much effort in as I am.
Okay.
Like, we're partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever get legally married without like having a ceremony? Like for the tax benefits?
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe like solely for that reason.
But like the only thing that's like stupid about like marriage is like you have to go through like a divorce to like break up.
Yeah, or
like,
also
dumb.
Like the fact that like bro, like I could never like confess my love for another person in front of everyone I know. That sounds
really
crazy. No.
You would never like post like after 12 years, like I love this dude so much. Like you would never like take a picture of your like like imagine
everyone?
You're like you're with
no,
your
like,
kid like he's holding
mouth.
He's holding your firstborn child there and you wouldn't like you take a photo of him you wouldn't like post that and be like I love this man so much I love my partner so much
she's like oh I know we just had a child but like
don't post me please don't
please.
Oh my god I don't want to be seen
why
with you
why does the world need to know how much I love him if he knows
it's just like
he
it's
knows.
Just
yeah but it's like, but it's not about how much he knows it's like if he already knows that, but it's like, why not just share your
like,
passion
why?
With the world? It's like that's like telling a musician, you have great music, but keep it to yourself. Don't release your music for other people to enjoy and relate to. You know what I mean?
Because like for me, it's like for me, like when I'm in a relationship, I'm like my dude's like I'm his hype girl. Like I'm all like I tell him like every single time, like, hey, like what you're doing is great. Like,
yeah.
What?
Like what you're doing is great. Like I will hype him up like so much. So like he knows, like we have an understanding that I care about him. And I'm kidding right now. See, this is the PDA. I wouldn't do this shit.
You would like you wouldn't do this with your, like you wouldn't like touch your mans or like. Like you're in like a
you're like in a room and the dude is
okay,
like
okay wait
this.
Hold on. Okay so you're in a room with like a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys, let's say you're at a party or you're just chilling with a bunch of people, you would never like do this to your man or like do this and like pull him in closer like or like rub his head in front of people, like you wouldn't do that type of stuff
unless he asked. No,
you'd make him ask.
Yeah,
damn.
Or like here's the, like
or like what if he put his arm around you, would that matter? Like in like, public. Yeah, like it's been like a 4-year relationship.
Okay, if it's like I said, like a year and a half.
Then you can start like kissing me in public.
Yeah, but like I'm not like.
Okay, what are you going to do if you're just walking down the street in public and he's like, hey, baby, I love you. Mwah. You're going to be like, oh, why would you do that?
Would you let him hold your hand like within like when would you let him hold your hand in public?
Yeah.
In public? Like, okay, is it around like people we know or is it around like strangers?
Just like strangers just walking down the street. You wouldn't let him hold your hand until a year and a half? Like, you can finally hold my hand. And he's like, I'm losing my holding hand virginity right now. Like,
yeah. Like, I just recently real? Held someone's hand for the first time. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
For real? Mm. Were you in a relationship with him for a year and a half? You are a terrible person. Bro, that's so weird to me. That's so weird to me.
Like, I don't know. That's so intimate.
Holding
hands, cuddling with somebody is so much more intimate than I think anything else is. Like, I'll.
So if you're together with a dude for a year, you're not gonna let him hold your hand in public.
I'll let him hold my hand, like when we're around people we know. But
why
not
strangers? Like, who cares what these strangers think? What do you like?
I just don't like it.
Is it just like a personal comfort thing?
It's just like a personal thing. Like that's like, yeah.
Because to me, that just seems like you're like. You're trying to make
you're
it seem like you're available.
In your relationship. Yeah.
You're trying to make it seem like you're available.
It makes and, like, it seem like it's not friends. That serious.
No.
If you don't want to hold my hand, like after a year of dating you, like I'd be so pissed if I was a dude and like my girl
wouldn't
let me hold
her
hand.
Yeah, I'm just like.
But then again, I'm sure there's also guys who have the same. I'm sure there's also millions of guys who have the same
like,
mentality.
Yeah. Dude, to me, that just seems like you're trying to make yourself seem like available. Like,
no, because like if somebody like asks me like, "Hey, are you in a relationship?" I'm like, "Yeah, I have an amazing boyfriend." Like. Love him, but like you don't need to know who that is, and as long as he's comfortable enough in knowing like who I am, because I'm not like a very like again I'm not a very like super like publicly affectionate person. In private 100%, but in public,
in private you're like you like you guys can like wow. All right, well, audio only, I think that concludes.
Yeah,
thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you follow the Spotify. Check us all out on social media platforms. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not already. See you guys in the next one.
Yes,
sir. Big shout out to Gabby. We love you, Gabby. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.